we please talk about UFC Fight Night 173 coming up at the weekend on Saturday night? It's going to be Deveson Figueiredo against Joseph Benavidez. Sorry, I always struggle with the first guy's name. But yeah, either way, that's the main event. But there are some really, really good fights on this card. Some very interesting fights. One of which is a Mr. Mark DeCasey fighting Rafael Fiziev. Right? Now, Mark DeCasey, you're probably familiar with him. He's a British guy from Doncaster with the red mohawk. He's a very, very interesting striker. I really like Mark DeCasey. I'm a big fan of his. I think that you put him against the right guy. He kind of ran into a couple of losses here and there, but to good opponents. But he is a real talent. And he can do some spectacular things in there. And he's just fun to watch because you never really quite know what is going to happen. He's an athletic freak for starters. He is just, if you look at him, he's ripped. There's not an ounce of fat on him. He's a pure athlete. He's gonna have a length advantage over Fiziev because, like, looking at these two stat wise, like, you've got DeCasey in at 5'10", he's got a 73-inch reach, and Fiziev is 5'8", and he's got a 71-inch reach. Now that is significant because DeCasey does fight long very well. He also throws a very nice spinning back kick, and he does low calf kicks really nicely. We saw that in his last fight against Vanetta. Now the thing is, against Vanetta, it's like they're both spectacular style strikers, if that makes sense. They both kind of go for big, unorthodox, like flashy strikes, you know, the spinning back fists, the spinning back kicks, all those kinds of things, which are brilliant to watch. And when they come off, they're fantastic. But one thing I would say is that DeCasey has run into problems in the past when he's fought somebody with very, very good fundamentals, just really good basic striking. That has been a problem in the past, but you know, he's a new fighter now, so we'll see what happens. Because I mean, this is the problem, I think, for DeCasey potentially in this fight, is because Rafael Fiziev, he's got superb fundamentals. I mean, fundamental striking. Because he's from Tiger Muay Thai over in Thailand. Like, that's where he trains, and his Muay Thai is just on point. He is elite level, really. He's just so crisp and just so technically solid that he doesn't really throw anything too fancy, but everything he throws has got some real power behind it, and it's so just, the technique is perfect. Like, his defense stays solid, his technique is perfect. But on the flip side, he has actually struggled in the past with, I can't remember his name, but it was a Russian, I think it was a Dagestani fella that he fought a couple of fights. I think it was in his debut, actually, in his UFC debut. And he actually got finished with a spinning back kick because the guy he was fighting was quite a kind of spectacular, kind of elaborate striker. But, and obviously, DeCasey, he has those weapons. So he's going to have to keep a lookout for those. But if he keeps his, yeah, if he keeps his fundamentals going, then I think, yeah, he's gonna definitely come out looking good. Because I went back and I watched one of his fights against Alex White, I think it is. Yeah, Alex White. And his striking just looked so good. He was so crisp. And this is against a guy who had overcome adversity, as the commentators actually went into, which I thought was really odd, right? They said, oh, Alex White, he's no stranger to overcoming adversity, right? Because when he was 4, he accidentally drank some gasoline, and like the doctors said that he's probably going to die, he may never recover. Right? That is not overcoming adversity. That's overcoming stupidity, and it's bad parenting, probably, isn't it? What happened there? Look, at the end of the day, right, it's unfortunate. It was a, kids often get into, like, scrapes and stuff like that. But I wouldn't call that overcoming adversity. That doesn't seem like the right term for it. It's not like you'd ever go into a job interview and say, oh, well, you know, one of my strengths is that I'm really good at overcoming adversity, because I actually once, after drinking some gasoline, I recovered from that. They say you're out of your fucking mind. That is not adversity. That's not adversity. That's a kid doing something stupid. And maybe bad parenting. I don't know what the actual specifics of the event were. So I don't want to accuse his parents of being absent and possibly neglecting. But that's the picture the story paints. Either way, I just thought it was a very odd thing for the commentators to kind of come out with. But yeah, and so I think that, yeah, Rafael Fiziev, I think he comes in at +220 underdog. You know, I'm probably going to have a bet on that just because I really like Mark Dacasey. So that way, if Mark Dacasey wins, and he should win, he is the favourite, he probably should get a win here because he hasn't got to worry about the wrestling, so he can kind of get into his flow and do his thing. And yeah, so Marcus Dacasey, at least if he wins, I'm happy because he's a Brit and I always support the Brits out there. But and then if Rafael Fiziev wins, he comes in at an underdog and I get some money. Happy days. +220 underdog. Because, yeah, I've got to say, I really enjoyed going back and watching, especially the Vanetta fight that Mark Dacasey was in. If you've got UFC Fight Pass, go back and watch that fight. It is bloody entertaining stuff. But again, one thing that I did find funny, again, it was something the commentators said, and it's something they always say. They always say, like, that after a groin strike, well, you know, that was unintentional, it was definitely accidental. It's like, guys, of course it was accidental. We haven't seen intentional groin strikes since the days of Bob Schreiber, right? Dirty Bob Schreiber, he was this guy who used to fight in Pride. Go and check out his back catalogue, it's hilarious, because he's the only person that I think, one time, I saw him commit 3 fouls in one move, in one illegal move. Basically, it was in Pride before they allowed kicks to the head of a downed opponent. And you weren't allowed to hit the back of the opponent's head, right? And what happened, he was fighting this dude, I can't remember what the guy's name was, but he was fighting in Pride all the time. He lost pretty much every fight I ever watched him in, but the Japanese absolutely loved the fact that he'd go out there and fight again. So, he's fighting this guy, and it gets to the end of the round, and the guy is just underneath the ropes, right, like on his front, so the back of his head's facing up, and he's on the floor, so he's a downed opponent, the back of his head's facing up, right, and the bell goes, and then, like, literally, Bob Schreiber just looks up and just, bang, axe kicks the back of his head, after the bell, to the back of the head, to the downed opponent, disqualified. Joey, that's committing 3 fouls in one move. I don't know if that's ever been bettered in the history of mixed martial arts. Dirty Bob Schreiber, this Dutch kickboxer, is an absolute nutcase. Like I say, if you haven't seen his fights, go back and watch him. They are bloody hilarious. But either way, we've got some fights to look forward to this weekend as well. Like I said, my pick is, I would think that Mark Dacasey is probably going to win, but my money is going to go on Rafael Fiziev because he is a +220 underdog, and I do want Mark Dacasey to win. So that way, either way, I'm happy. It's one of those win-win situations. If you think I'm absolutely out of my mind, by all means, let me know in the comments. Keep it respectful, you know. I like to have a conversation about these things, but yeah, give me a comment, give me a subscribe, and all that good stuff. And keep those bets terrible. I'll catch you next time.